Blog Talk Radio.
For what he's done, come on, worship the Lord with me tonight.
Worship the Lord. Come on, worship the Lord. Listen, saints, forget about Beverly. Forget about what I got on it. Let's just let God have his way in here. Let's bless him. Some of you haven't given God the glory. Some of you haven't given him the honor. And you know that he's worthy of all the praise. Oh my God, some of you sitting here and you're looking at, amen, what you're spending and who you see. Don't worry about who you see, but forget about all that and say, I come to glorify God. I come to lift him, but I come to bless him because he's worthy of all the praise. Listen, if you don't have anything else to think about, I want you to think about when God healed your body.
let's go right to Dr. Henderson right now.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody, everybody out there in radio land, for every mountain. He's brought you over for every trial. He's brought you through. We have to give him praise just for who he is, not for what he's done, but just for who he is. Just because we worship him, we praise him just because of who he is on tonight, who he is to us in our lives, not because of all that he has done for us, because he has done some mighty wonderful things for each and every one of us. For some of you, he has healed you. For some of you, he has delivered you. For some of you, he has set you free. For some of you, he has saved your family members. And for that, we give him praise. We give him praise just for waking us up this morning, stopping us on our way. For that, we give him praise. I'm so very excited to welcome all of you to Straight to the Point. For those of you who do not know who we are, Straight to the Point is a prophetic and business broadcast that is aimed at dealing with real issues as we offer real solutions for every single person. We rest, through, and abide on and stand on the word of God, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have an everlasting life. We want to thank you again for tuning in with us. Those of you who are tuning in by way of the internet, we want to thank you. For those who are tuning in by way of live, we want to thank you. For those of you who are going to call back, we want to thank you as well. We want to welcome you to the Straight to the Point, but first and foremost, we want to welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit on the line, because we can't do nothing without the Spirit of the living God. We can't do nothing. Nothing, absolutely nothing, unless God show up, unless the power of the Holy Ghost work on his line, we can do nothing. We are vessels. We just have to ask him, Lord, if you can use anything, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord. Here's my feet. Touch my heart, Lord. Speak to me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. It's such a privilege to be used and chosen by the Lord. For many are called, but few are chosen. Few are chosen. It is such a privilege to be chosen and to be used by the Lord our God. It doesn't always feel good, but I heard Christ, somebody say, pick up your cross and follow me. And pick up your cross and follow me. Amen. And so we thank God. And those who look back, not even worthy. But I thank God that those of us who are on this line on tonight, we're moving forward. We're looking forward. We're not looking back, because there's nothing back there for us. We're only going to look forward. We're going to plow. We're going to praise our way through. We're going to praise our way out. We're going to praise our way to the finish line. Hallelujah. Want to give credit to Beverly Crawford on Jehovah Jireh. We praise you. We bless your holy name. Tonight is a night of praise. God said, tonight I just want my people to just praise me, praise, praise, praise for what I've already done. You know, I know a lot of them are in expectancy on tonight. A lot of them are waiting for prayers to be answered. A lot of them are waiting for breakthroughs. But if they could just take a little time and just think about the goodness, all that I've already done, things that I've already done for them, things that I've already proven to them who I am. He said, to some of you all, I've shown you to be your healer. To some of you all, I've shown you to be your deliverer. For some of you, I've shown you to be your way maker and a miracle worker. Hallelujah. So again, we give credit to Beverly Crawford on Jehovah Jireh. We praise you. And for every mountain, my God, I love that song. He brought me over. And for every trial, he's brought me through. Yes, for this I give you praise. We want to give credit to Kurt Carr. I do also know that the Brooklyn Mass Choir, they sing it too, but this particular version is from Kurt Carr. And for this, we give you praise. My God, I love that song. I don't care what you're going through on tonight. You got to give them praise. I tell people all the time, if you find yourself in a battle on tonight, if you find yourself in a battle on tonight, I just simply come to tell you to praise your way out. Praise your way out. A lot of people have no idea how significant it is to praise. Whenever the children of Israel had a battle that they had to go through or had to come up against, they always sent Judah out first. Judah simply means praise. God is saying, whatever you find yourself in, situation in on tonight, praise your way out. Praise your way out. Adore him, honor him, worship him, give him glory, because it's already done. Act like it's already done. Walk by faith and not by sight. A lot of you are probably, we're just going to do a little teaching. I'm going to slow down a little bit to just do a little teaching on praise, and I'm going to let the Lord use me according to however way he wants to. But I want to talk about praise on tonight. What is praise? You know, a lot of people don't even know what praise is. What is praise? Praise is something that you do to magnify, to glorify, to show honor, to show reverence to. And so we as Christians, that's what we ought to be doing. We ought to be glorifying, and we ought to be showing reverence to God just for who he is. You know, the God that we serve, he wants to be praised. He wants to be adored. He wants to be worshipped. You know, sometimes I just sit in my bed, and I just start telling him how wonderful he is. I say, God, you're so awesome, Father. You're just so awesome. You're mighty. You're wonderful, God. You're so excellent. You're so beautiful. God, you're just majestic, and you're just awesome. You're just all of that. I tell him, I said that you're amazing. I mean, when you begin to just tell him how awesome he is, how wonderful he is, his presence, you begin to feel his presence like never before. And then once you get, I'm telling you, once you get into the worship zone, then all of a sudden you just break out into praise, because you start thinking about the goodness. Used to be a song, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. I thank God for saving me. You know, you just start breaking out, and when you start thinking about all that God has done, I'm just saying, if you ever been sick, if you ever been so sick and you couldn't get out of the bed, and if one day you find yourself out of the bed, you just ought to give God some praise. People don't even look at the little things. It's just the little things. Somebody can't see, but you may be able to see. Somebody can't hear, but you may be able to hear. My God, somebody can't walk, but if you can walk, if you got your five senses, and if you can, you know, taste, hear, smell, touch, if you can, you know, see, then you ought to be giving God some praise. And even if, you know, one thing that I'm thinking about just came to my mind, when the Bible says that when Jacob wrestled with the angel of the Lord, you know, he won and prevailed, but his walk was never the same. He walked with the limp. But my God, when you find yourself in a battle, you come out the winner. You don't care if you got a limp. You just glad you came out of that thing. You just glad you came out, and you came out well. You came out healed. You came out delivered. You came out as a winner. And so I just come to tell somebody on tonight, my God, that God is about to bless you. That is to hear a song. They used to say a little saying, when the praises go up, the blessings come down. But I want us to get into a posture of praise, because a lot of times people think that, you know, certain things that they do, it means that they're praising. So before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about, you know, prayer just simply is starts with an understanding of God based on his word. In order for you to, and the thing about it is, it doesn't say based on what he's done for you. It just simply means that it's based according to his word. My God, because his word is him. That's why it's important for us to get into his word, because when we get into his word, we learn who he is. Amen. And so praise includes, it's a growing reverence for who God is, which in turn imparts true wisdom to us. You know, there are one of my favorite scriptures, Psalms 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So let's talk about what praise is not. But before we talk about what praise is not only done on Sundays. You know, a lot of times we want something from God, but the only time where we get in his presence is on a Sunday. What about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Are you reading his Bible? Are you reading his word? Are you praising? Are you worshiping? Have you set out a time in your day to worship him, to work, to serve him? Do you have a prayer room? Do you have a prayer closet? praise is not a church-only activity. You only do, I mean, are you just doing it when you're in church? Praise is not always scheduled by us. Guess what? Have you ever been in your car and you driving, all of a sudden tears start coming out of your eyes? My God, that's the Holy Spirit. I want some time with you. I want some time with you. I mean, it's been plenty of times that I would just be, I'd be feeling real happy then, you know, then all of a sudden, about 2 hours later, the Spirit will just start speaking to me, start telling me certain things, and before you know it, I just start breaking out in a praise, start honoring him, adoring him, and worshiping him. That wasn't scheduled. I didn't schedule that praise. I didn't wake up in the morning and say when I drive, get in my car and drive down M Street, that I'm going to just be praising God. No, 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 no. The Holy, if you don't schedule time, the Holy Spirit would sneak up on you, and before you know it, you'd be shouting and dancing in the car, and you're like, what is going on here? And so it's not always scheduled by us. Praise is not always expressive. It often, sometimes it involves a quietness. Amen? And guess what? You should always give God the highest praise. Always give him the highest praise. So what is praise? I want to exalt him, glorify him, honor him, magnify him, praise him, reverence him, thank him, and worship him, the Lord God alone. Praise starts, like I said, with a right understanding of God based on God's own word. Praise includes a growing reverence for who God is, which in turn imparts true wisdom to us. Praise sometimes includes an intense desire for the Lord. Some biblical examples of praise is when you think about Miriam, when she said, I lead others in praise to God for his goodness in Exodus 15. When you think about the prophetess Deborah, I bring glory to God by leading others to face difficult battles, Judges 4 through 5. When you think about Samuel, he allowed God to use him for his glory no matter what age he was. So I want to talk to those on tonight who saying that you think you may be too old to do something, or you think you may be too old just to do build a business or build ministry. I come to tell you that God does not look at your age. God looks at the purpose that he has for your life. Amen. It doesn't matter how old or how young you are. If God has called, just ask Jeremiah. God said, I don't want to hear that. Jeremiah said, I'm just a kid. God said, I knew you before I put you in your mother's womb. I know what I created you to do. I know what I formed you to do. I know who you're going to do it, when you're going to do it, how you're going to do it. Because I put that in your, I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you even knew who you was, before you even knew who your mama was, I knew you. I said you was going to be a prophet. I said you was going to pull them up. You was going to root them up. You was going to tear down, and you was going to plant. I said you was going to speak to some stubborn people. I said you was going to speak and prophesy to the nations. And I knew you was going to do it at age 17 or younger. He said, because I called you. I don't look at age. Just ask Moses. Moses was almost what? Almost 80 or something when God used him. Stop looking at your age and trying to tell yourself that God ain't called you or God can't use you. The devil is a liar. God looks at purpose. It's about the purpose that God has for your life. So when God has me to be, like Samuel said, Eli told him, said, this time when you go, say, Lord, here I am. I'm talking to somebody on tonight. This time when God called you, a lot of you have been walking in disobedience and rebellion because you feel like you don't have, you feel inadequate. But God said, I have already given you the tools you need to succeed. Some of you, I've already given you the tools you need to prosper. I've already given you the tools you need to build that ministry. I've already put what you needed inside of you to be prosperous, for you to make it, for you to build business, for you to connect with certain folks, for you to be successful. I put it in you already. Amen. For you to work the gift. He said, I've already placed gifts inside of you. I put a treasure in you. Hallelujah. You just got to tap into it. And how do you tap into the treasure that God has for your life? You tap into the treasure by getting into his presence, forming a relationship with him, allowing the Holy Spirit to minister to you, and allowing the Holy Spirit to show you what your gifts are. Amen. And being, number one, obedient Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience open up the doors to many blessings. Obedience open up the doorway. A lot of you, all you got to do is just say, here I am, Lord, send me. Here I am, Lord, send me. Most of you, that's all you got. The only thing that's standing in your way, fear. But tonight I bind that spirit of fear off of your life, and I command you to just raise your hand right where you at, right where you at, and say, here I am, Lord, send me. Like the prophet Isaiah, the Bible says that they said, who shall we send? And Isaiah, first he tried to say, I'm a man of unclean lips. And the Bible says the cherub came and put the thing on his tongue and cleansed his tongue. And then he said, here I am, Lord. Here I am. Somebody need to just raise up your hand. Somebody need to raise up your hand on tonight and say, here I am, Lord, send me. Somebody need to raise up their hand tonight and say, here I am, Lord, heal me. Here I am, Lord, deliver me. Here I am, bless me. Some of you so used to giving that you don't know how to receive. And tonight, God wanna give to you. God wanna use somebody to bless you. You need to just raise your hand and say, here I am, Lord, bless me. Here I am, Lord, bless me. My hands are open, my heart is open. I'm ready to receive all that you have for me. That's a form of praise right there. And like David did, he said he humbled himself before the Lord, and he confessed his sins. Psalm 51, like Jehoshaphat, he faced trials and danger, but with songs of praise for God's faithful love. 2 Chronicles 20, like Peter, he worshiped Jesus as Lord of my life. Hallelujah. How many of you, and I talk about that thing all the time. I talk about how we always say, Lord, come into my heart, be Lord of my life. But when Jesus began to start lording over our lives, how we start wrestling with him, because some things we want him to lord over, but some things we don't want to let go. Some things we don't want to give up. Some things we want to keep. And God trying to get that thing out of your hand, out of your heart, out of your mind, and you still trying to hold on to it. But out of your mouth, you talk about he's Lord over your life. But it's time for you to surrender all to the Lord. Surrender all. Surrender your heart, your mind, and your soul to the Lord Jesus Christ on tonight and say, Lord, here I am, cleanse me. Lord, here I am, purge me. Lord, here I am, make me, shake me, and form me. Put me on a potter's wheel and spin me, God. Spin me and spin me and spin me until, Father God, I become and looking just like you. Hallelujah. Like Paul said, I give my body to God as a living sacrifice, holy, and acceptable unto him. So Paul said, I give my, that was a form of worship. He said, I give my body, Romans. He said, I present my body a living sacrifice unto you, holy and acceptable. God is calling for holiness in these last days. You know, it used to be a song that Donnie McCurkin used to sing. I used to love this song, holiness. Holiness is what I long for. Holiness is what I need. Amen. Holiness. Holiness is what you want from me. So the Bible says, like Paul, I give my body to God as a living and holy sacrifice of worship. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Like Jude said, I give glory to God who is able to keep me from falling away until the day I go to be with him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I just come to tell you on tonight, and I'm about to open up the lines. It's time for us to give him a praise. You've been listening to Straight to the Point. Kevin, let's open up the lines.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Straight to the Point. If you're just joining us, I want to give you opportunity to come on. If you'd like to come on, just hit star one on your phone. Star one on your phone. This is Straight to the Point. God bless you tonight. Amen. 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 Dr. Henderson, our first caller is, I'll mention your last four digits, unless I know your name. Of course, I'll mention your last four digits. 1799, you're live on the air with Doc. Bless you.
Yes, yes, I'm excited on tonight. It always goes when praises go up, blessings come down.
Praise God. God bless you. Thanks for coming on. I'm glad to hear your voice. on tonight. We had an awesome time last week, you and I, in prayer. Praise God. Thanks for calling me. Glad that you decided to come on again on tonight.
Yes.
Yes, amen, spouse. I thank God for you. I cover you with his blood from the crown of your head to the soles of his feet in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you.
Dr. Vaughn.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Brother Coleman. Brother Coleman's up. Dr. Henderson. Brother Coleman's calling from upstate somewhere.
Hey, amen.
Praise God. God bless you. I enjoyed the word tonight. Amen. And thank God. Amen. It's always a blessing. For this and Dr. Bonds to be on here and I get here on Monday night. So I just thank God for the word tonight. It was rich. It was powerful. And I pray God continue to bless you, to strengthen you, and that God would just take you to greater exploits in him. And I would just like to pray how way the Lord would lead you. God bless you.
Amen.
I love you.
God bless you, Brother Coleman. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this mighty man of valor. I'm calling it in the name of Jesus. The Bible says we got to call those things that are not as if they were. But, Father, I thank you most and foremost for his faithfulness, God. You bless faithfulness, God. You require faithfulness, and I thank you for his faithfulness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, God, Lord God, that you're opening up his mindset, Father God, to new things, God. I thank you, Father, that, Lord God, that you're giving him, you're opening up his mindset to learning new things, Father. I thank you, Father, because you said my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. But, God, I thank you, Father, that he is, Father God, that the Bible says, as the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Father God, he has a heart and his heart and his mind, Lord God, his soul, Father God, in one piece, Father, and that is to worship you, to honor you, and to give you glory. So, Father, for that, Father, I ask God that in the name of Jesus, because your word said if we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness and all these other things, should be added to us. So, Father God, because of Brother Coleman's faithfulness, God, I ask, God, that you will open up a window of heaven and pour him out a blessing, God, that he would not have enough room to receive, Father God. Let overflow touch his life, Father God. Spill over, Father God. Run over, Father God. That, Lord God, that he will have a testimony, Father, that he will say that I will bless the Lord at all times and his praises. Shall continually be in my mouth. So, Father God, I thank you right now. God, I thank you for the testimony. I thank you for the financial breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, that, Lord God, that you're going to open up doors, Father God, financial opportunities in his life, Father. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, Father God. Lord God, Lord God, Lord God, because he's been knocking, Father. He's been asking and he's been praying. Yes. So, Lord God, I thank you that you are not like man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. Father, if you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. So, Father, we stand on, lean on, and depend on your word, Father God. Not that you cannot lie. You will not lie. You shall not lie, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we hope you see your word because you said, remind you of your word. It's the Lord tonight, Father. When we stand in agreement when two or three are, Lord God, together, together in your name, standing together in your name, Father, then you are in the midst. So, Father, we thank you. And we want to hold you to your word, Father. And we pray, Father God, that you would deliver in the name of Jesus. Deliver, Father. Yes. Deliver. I see springs of water. Lord God, I thank you because water is a sign of blessings, Father. I thank you for open doors. God, I thank you for open doors. I thank you for opportunities, God. New opportunities, new doors. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you glory. The number 10, today is May the 10th. The number 10 stands for promotion. Father, I thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, for his promotion on today. I thank you, Father, it's the number of grace, and 10 is the number of promotion. We're in the number of grace. We're in the number of grace month. So grace stands for favor. I thank you, God, for favor. Favor, I see favor over his mind, over his body. I see favor over his finances. I see favor over his body. I speak favor over his friendships and relationships. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you, Father, for twofold promotion. In the name of Jesus. And I say that it is so, and so shall it be established on the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you, brother. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Dr. Barton.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Praise his wonderful name, ladies and gentlemen. Our next call, Dr. Henderson, last four digits is 8154. You're on the line with Doc.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Dr. Henderson. This, I just want to tell you, you know, sometimes when you hear people talk about it, you say that word came down my street.
Uh-huh.
So I want you to know this word came down my street, kicked in my door. Right, but the Holy Ghost didn't slap me around. I love the way that the Lord our God works, and it was sound teaching.
Yes,
it was sound teaching, and it was
Amen.
The kind of sound teaching that you see saw. It's like the difference between fast food and soul food.
Yeah,
you know, fast food might deal with your appetite, but soul food is touching a whole nother. Hey, y'all about Sunday? It's touching a whole nother place inside of
you. A whole nother place.
And I want to praise God. I want to praise God for this sound teaching on tonight.
Yes.
And I bless God for you, and I bless God for your ministry. And I just ask you to give me a quick word of prayer. I'm like the brother before. Just let the Lord lead you.
Amen. Amen. Father, we thank you, God. Lord God, that everybody that's on this line on tonight, that it's not by coincidence, Father. Lord God, I pray that you could touch the apostles on tonight, Father. Lord God, we thank you for his apostolic ministry, Father God, and his prophetic, his twofold ministry, Father. We thank you, Father God, because, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, Lord God, I see him fly, Lord God, and soaring as high as the eagle, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you, Father. But, Lord God, that everybody that called on this line that asked for prayer on tonight, Father, you already spoke in my, that, Lord God, that they're going to be promoted. The number 10 stands for promotion. Promotion, promotion, promotion. My God, the number 10 stands for promotion. I thank you, God, for favor and promotion on this brother like Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. Lord God, in Jesus' name, God has said that you're going to be managing or supervising pretty soon in that job. I see a job change, but I see management, supervision. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Lord God, as you prepare him even for leadership, God, to supervise and manage people, Father God. The Lord God that you would give him, the Lord God that you would give him the tools that are necessary for him to be able to, Father God, you're just really setting him up, Father God. You're just really setting him up, Father God, for where you about to take him, Lord God. But he has to go this route for preparation to get to that final place, Father. So, Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for the promotion. I thank you, Father, not just the title, but, Lord God, but the money as well, Lord God, because, Father, I thank you, Lord. Lord God, for financial breakthrough. I thank you, Father God, for financial overflow. I thank you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, that I'm thinking about the Psalm 23 that said that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. I thank you for mercy on this brother's life. I thank you for goodness, and I thank you for mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And he was well in the house of the Lord forever. Father, I thank you, Father, the Lord God, that Father, his blessings, I see a threefold blessing. I see the first is your promotion and supervisory management type level. But then I already saw your promotion in the spirit where you were flying high as an eagle. My God, and an eagle is the highest flying bird. But then I see God is about to establish you. God is about to establish you. Establish me. He's going to plant you. And there will be no longer a station. There will no longer be a back and forth, but you're going to be planted. planted, meaning that when you plant something, that means that it's planted and it can't be snatched up. It has to be
the only thing
that it's going to do when it go up, it's going to grow up. My God, I see you growing.
You're growing
in that third phase. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for growth. I thank you for growth in ministry. Even your whole way of a ministry is about to change. God is about to change your whole way of ministering. God is about to use you like never before, where you're going to be walking in a revelatory gifts, my God, of wisdom and knowledge. And but most first and foremost is the discerning of the spirit, because God is going to use you in warfare. He's going to use you in deliverance. He's going to use you in deliverance. Deliverance ministry is needed like never before. And your deliverance ministry is what's going to bring people to you, because so many people need help. But you have God has given you the heart to be able to touch even the ones that people don't want no more, the ones that people want to throw away. God has given you a heart to touch those are the people that God has given you a heart, because you know how it feels to be forsaken. You know how it feels to be rejected. And God said he allowed you to go through the rejections and allow you to go through all that so you would be able to minister to people who had to go through that same thing. But God said that your ministry is going to expand and it's going to grow. It's going to grow. It's going to grow. That's where that growth, when I saw the planet, then I think I started seeing a growing and a growing and a growing. That's what I was saying. I was saying that your ministry is going to grow because of the deliverance ministry that he is planting inside of you, that you're going to be able to discern the spirit that is operation in certain people's lives, and that people are going to be getting delivered like never before. And in this time, in this season, because Jesus is returning, people need to be delivered. They need to be healed, and they need to be set free. But because of the gifts that God has placed inside of you, you're not going to only be, it's going to be like a one-stop shop. I see a one-stop shop. You have gifts that would be able to help people in a lot of areas. And it's going to be as if they shopping at a one-stop shop. When they come to you, you're going to be able to prophesy. You're going to be able to give them apostolic direction. You're going to also be able to speak deliverance and write out spirits and write out demonic spirits. You're going to be able to tell them what demons and operations in their lives. You're going to be able to speak, and you're going to be able to call it out. And you're going to be able to call it out by name. God is positioning you, and that's why your warfare was so heavy, because the devil don't want you to walk in that sphere, that sphere of the spirit realm. He don't want you to walk in that, because that sphere of the spirit realm is a powerful sphere. And if anybody get that gift, who shot up our seat, the devil is scared of them. So he does everything he can to come after them. But God said he kept your mind. He kept your mind. He kept you from wanting to give up. He kept you from wanting to give him in the towel for this night. So it can be revealed why you had to go through it. So it can be revealed what he has in store for you. And my God, I tell you, before I came on the line, I had a really bad headache. And God said the enemy has been trying to mess with your mind. He's been trying to play with your mind and tell you you don't have what it takes, to tell you that you're insufficient, to tell you that you're inadequate. But I hear the Lord saying that ready is he that is in you, that he that's in the world. I hear the Lord saying, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. And I hear the Lord saying that he knows the plans that he has for your life. I hear the Lord saying that he chose you. He called you. He will glorify you. God, I thank you right now for the word. Lord God, I pray that it shall come to pass, and that it is so, and so should it be established on the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, brother. Thanks for calling. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. You're welcome.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't want to miss anybody tonight. Hit star one on your phone if you'd like to come on for prayer or for a comment tonight. We don't want to miss anybody. Just want to give you that information. Hit star one on your phone. Dr. Henderson, you know we got to go to Evangelist Mays. Jackie Mays is up. Thank you so much, Jackie Mays.
Hey, Evangelist.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you so much.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight.
God,
I will bless
you,
the Lord at all times.
Yes.
And his praise shall continue
Amen.
To be in my mouth. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. Amen. I thank God for the word of the Lord tonight. As you always say, this is a prophetic broadcast. My
Amen.
God.
Amen.
This is truly a prophetic broadcast.
Amen.
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 You know, you talked about those praises, and you hit
yes.
one of my favorite passages in the Bible when you
yes.
talked about Jehoshaphat. And when
yes.
God get ready to deliver
yes.
this God Almighty, he always
yes.
sends out the praises first.
Yes.
Amen. And so we know that something prophetic is getting ready to happen. Amen.
Yes.
And so my heart is full of praises because
yes.
I can feel it. Hey, come on, God. Hey,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Listen. Breakthrough is about to take
yes.
place.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In a major way. In a major way.
Yes.
Amen. So it's time to lift up extreme
yes.
praise unto our God. Hallelujah. Because our God is mighty in battle, my God. Woo,
yes.
glory to God. And victory is about to come. Victory
yes.
is about to come. Amen. So I praise God. I praise God for the word tonight. I praise God for your obedience and your sensitivity
yes.
unto the ear and the heart of our God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I thank God.
Hallelujah.
I am definitely in the posture of expectancy.
Yes.
Amen. I have no doubt in my mind, my soul, my spirit, in the name of Jesus, what's about to take place. Amen. In the
yes.
lives of God's people. God
yes.
is getting ready to come through big. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. And I thank
yes.
God for it. I thank God for your word tonight. I thank God for it. Amen. Everyone on the line tonight, listen, I just want to tell you, just make some room in your living room. Make some room in the kitchen. Make
yes.
some room in the lunch room, the break room, the bathroom,
yes.
in
yes.
your car, and give God
yes.
praise because you're about to see the manifestation
yes.
of God's glory. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Bless the
I
Lord.
Just,
bless
know,
the Lord.
You know, evangelist, as you were singing, I just hear the Lord say, tell her it's getting ready to happen. It's getting
Woo,
ready to happen.
My God.
It's getting
yes,
ready
Lord.
To happen. It should be a song. It's getting ready to happen. It's
yes,
getting ready
Lord
to happen.
Jesus.
I just want to say, it's getting ready to happen. It's getting
yes,
ready
Lord.
To happen.
Yes,
it's getting
Lord.
Ready
thank
to happen.
Jesus.
Hey, Lord.
Yes,
it's getting ready
God,
to happen. Yes, God, baby.
Thank you,
it's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready
yes,
to happen.
Yes,
it's getting
Lord.
Ready to happen. It's getting
my
ready
God.
To happen. And so I
thank
tell you, evangelist, you just be prepared any day now. And it's getting ready
yes,
to happen.
Lord.
You just ought
yes,
to give God some praise. He said it's getting ready to happen. I just
Hallelujah.
Want you to tell her it's getting ready to happen.
You,
glory
Jesus.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Eyes have not seen.
Thank you
shout about
my
speaking. Ears have not heard what I'm about
Ooh,
to do in her mouth.
Yes.
He said it's getting ready to happen. Lord, I thank you right now, Lord God, for this powerful woman of God, Father God. She's been so obedient, Father God.
Thank you,
Lord God, she's been so obedient and a blessing to this line, God. We thank you for her obedience, God. And Father God, even, Lord God, when her voice was in all up the top, she still came on the line and she still obeyed
you,
Lord God. She still did your will, Father God. I thank you.
Hallelujah,
God.
God.
That she
thank
already said yes, God. I thank your Father that
thank
she
you,
said
Jesus.
Yes to your will and yes to your way. But I just hear
Hallelujah,
God told
God.
Me, I just hear him say, I just want you to tell her this. It's getting ready to happen. It's
thank
getting
you,
ready to happen. It's getting
you,
ready
Jesus.
To happen.
My God.
I'm
yes,
telling
Lord.
You, it's getting ready to happen.
Yes, Lord.
It's
thank
getting
you,
ready
Jesus.
To happen.
Yes,
God, I thank
Jesus.
You for
Hallelujah,
her right
God.
Now, and I feel this word by the power
thank
of
you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Oh, the Holy Ghost in the name
Ooh,
of
my
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory
to your
it's
name.
It's getting
Jesus.
Ready to happen. Hi,
yes,
glory.
Lord. Thank
hey,
Lord.
Sunday,
Hallelujah,
and I feel it. I feel it in my spirit. I feel it in
yes,
my
Lord,
spirit.
Jesus.
My God, God just gave me a whole song for you. I done wrote a song. The Holy Spirit gave us a song.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
Getting ready
thank
to happen.
Jesus.
It's getting ready to happen.
Ready to
I
happen.
Feel it in my spirit. Hey, I feel it in my spirit. Glory
yes,
to God.
God.
Hey, reminded him how God gave Hannah a new song. He said, I might have given you a new song. I just want you to just say when you get off this line, I want you to sing it till you fall asleep. It's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready to happen. God, I thank you right now, Father. I praise you. I honor you. And I glorify you. In the name of Jesus, I'm in agreement with you. And I can't stop singing it. I don't know what God is doing, but the Holy Spirit is doing something on this line on tonight. And I just hear him saying, if you're listening on tonight, especially to you evangelists, Mays, it's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready to happen. It's getting ready to happen. I even heard you say, God, when? This was before you came on the line. You was like, God, when? And God told me to tell you. It's getting ready to happen. Prepare your heart. Because God said he's about to do it. He's about to do it. God, I thank you. And I seal this prayer. I seal this prophecy with the blood of Jesus. And I thank that it is so. And so shall it be established. On the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. The name that's hiding in any name. The name that every knee shall bow. And every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Tremble at the sound of his name. God, I thank you for wonderful work and
thank
power. Thank you, Father. God, I thank you for this woman of God. I thank you for the power. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that you're going to make her name great. She's not after the name, but God said, I'm going to make her name great, and men will know who she is all over the world. God, I thank you right now. I just hear the Lord say that it's getting ready to happen. It's not by coincidence that people from other countries have been calling you. God said he's going to make your name great, and you're going to be known all over the world. He can trust you with the word, with the elevation. Some people can't be trusted, but God said, I tell her, I trust her with the elevation. I know that she will handle it. She will handle the gift. She will handle the gift. She will handle the gift.
Thank you.
She will protect. God, I thank you right now, Father. I thank you right now, God. Do it, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it. For your glory, God. In the name of Jesus. Hey, glory. I just hear God saying it's getting ready to happen. Tell her it's getting ready to happen.
Just
keep it off the line. Tell her to praise me and just say, I receive it, God.
I receive it, God.
Do it, God. Do it, God, in the name of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Ghost.
By the glory of God. In the name of Jesus. And I say that it is so. And so shall it be established on the earth as it is in heaven.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. God bless you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen. Dr. Vaughn.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Let's take a praise break real quick for the Lord. Amen. A little praise break before we go to the next caller. Doc, praise break. God is so awesome. He's awesome. Dr. Henderson, our next caller, last four digits is 0641. 0641, you're live on the air with Doc. Bless you.
Good evening, Dr. Henderson. Again, what a powerful word. What a powerful word. A powerful word.
Yes, amen.
We need to praise him while we're going through instead of waiting until it's already done.
That's right. That's
nothing
right.
But confirmation. He's been having to praise him and praise him and praise him.
Yes.
It was a powerful word, Dr. Henderson. Very
powerful. Amen. Thanks for coming
right
on.
A word that was needed.
Amen. Praise God. It's always nice hearing your voice. Always nice hearing you on. Amen. I just know that, you know, the song that comes to my mind, it won't always be like this. The Lord is perfecting everything in you, sooner or later, it will turn in your favor. It's turning around for me. Hey! It's turning around for me. Then I hear the Lord say, late in the midnight hour, God's going to turn around, and it's going to work in your favor. Hey, glory. God, I thank you right now for this powerful woman of God. God, I thank you, Lord God. Turn it around, God. Lord God, do it, God, for your glory in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know what you said and eat up. God, do it, God. Lord God, this is an emergency, Father. Not tomorrow, not next year, but right. Now, God, this is an emergency, God. Lord God, we're calling down heaven on our life right now. We need you like never before. God, God, do it for your glory, Father. Yes. If you don't do it, God, it ain't going to get done. In the name of Jesus, Father God, oh, God, we're calling on you. We're putting a demand on heaven on tonight. And we say, heaven, hear our cry.
Yes,
heaven, hear our plea. Heaven, we need you right now. Heaven,
you.
Do it right now. In the name of Jesus. She's been faithful. She's been serving you, God. She's been faithful. She's been serving you, God. She's been faithful. And she's been serving you, God.
Lord.
You said, God, you will reward those who diligently seek you, Father. She's been seeking. She's been knocking, Father God. She's been praying. She's been reading her word, God. She's been telling folks about you, God. She's been standing on your word, God. But God, now she needs you like never before. She needs you to come through for her right now, God. In the name of Jesus, touch your heart, touch your mind, touch your soul, God. Purge, God, in the name of Jesus. Purge, Lord God, purge all those things, Father God, that are trying to stop her and separate her from you, God. Purge her from them, God. Burn it away, God. Burn it away, Father, in the name
Thank
of Jesus. Lord God, those people, those places, and those things, Father, that's trying to turn her back. But God, I hear the Lord saying, you come too far by faith. There's no turning around. And I hear the song say, I come too leaning on the Lord. Come on here. Trusting in His holy word. Yes. For He's never failed me yet. Keep moving forward
Thank
to get those things out with, that are behind and press toward the mark of the prize of the call. The call.
Yes,
it's a call on your life. You have a call on your life, and that call will get met. That call will be fulfilled. That purpose will be fulfilled. The purpose and the plan that God has for your life, you will fulfill it by any means necessary. God said, I've marked you to walk before me, to walk in my name. I've marked you not just to teach, but to preach and to prophesy. I've marked you. I've stamped you. You have my stamp of approval on your head, in your hands on the sick and they shall recover. So God is giving you a twofold. He said he's about to put some money in your hands, but he's about to use those hands to lay hands on the sick, to lay hands on the sick, for you to be able to touch cancer, and cancer will dry up. For you to be able to touch diabetes, and the diabetes will get, the blood will come back to normal. Huh? The pancreas will come back to normal. For you to be able to touch the blood of somebody with blood arteries and things of that nature, for you to touch the arteries and the arteries would clear out, for you to be able to touch heart patients are dealing with heart disease, for you to be able to touch them in the name of Jesus, and anything that's clogging up arteries or anything that's causing that disease will immediately, by the power of God, according to Isaiah 3:5 and 1 Peter 2:24, you will walk by faith. You will walk in Isaiah 3:5, 1 Peter 2:24. You will walk in that. You will live in that scripture. That's your stamp right there. That's your stamp right there. Isaiah 53:5, 1 Peter 2:24.
Yes,
you're gonna be able to. You're gonna be speaking in so much because you're gonna be laying hands on people so much, and they're gonna be getting healed. And before you know it, folks gonna be calling you saying, "My God, who is this lady? Who is this lady?" And you wanna say, "I give him all the glory." And the very ones who said that you didn't have to give, the very ones who said God didn't call you, are gonna be the very ones coming knocking down your door, trying to get a healing, trying to get deliverance, trying to get you to lay hands on them and pray for them. Father,
I thank you
for this word that it will not, Father God. This word will not vanish, but it will come to pass. God, I thank you in the name of Jesus for this woman of God. God, I thank you for her financial breakthrough. Who shot up my body? Hey, let it rain. Open up the door. Oh, shut up my body. I feel the rain. Not only do I see it, but I feel it, God. Lord, open up the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain, God. Lord, open up, Lord God, her finances. Do it, God. Finances. In the name of Jesus. Opportunities, God, Father God. God, I thank you. The number 10 is the number of promotion. God, I thank you for promotion. I thank you for promotion. I thank you for grace. The number 5 is May. Favor. I speak it over her life. I breathe it over her in the name of Jesus. And I say that it is so, and so shall it be established on the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.
God bless you.
Amen, Dr. Henderson. Amen. Our next caller, Dr. Henderson, is 7513. 7513, you're live on the air.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Dr. Henderson. This is Apostle Miller.
Hey, Apostle Miller. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Awesome. Glad to hear your voice. Always a blessing.
Yes, the same here. I was riding in my truck, and the Lord had me to call in on today. And I want to tell you that I enjoyed the word of God. What a word straight from the throne room of heaven's floor.
Amen.
My God.
Praise God. Always a pleasure to hear from you, Apostle. Thanks for calling in. My God, I said, you called on a day of promotion. You about to get promoted. You already up there. I say, Lord, what you got? Maybe you can.
Okay, yes.
Lord has mercy.
Yes.
God got more. He said, I hear the Lord saying, I got more in store for him. More than what he don't even know, realize yet. God said he got more in store for you, brother. More in store for you. More in store for your ministry. God said he about to take your ministry to a whole nother level, one that you haven't even experienced before. Although you've been in the word and ministry for years, God said he about to take you to a whole nother a territory that's unfamiliar. He's about to take you to an unfamiliar territory. And you're going to be like, is this God? And God said, yes, it is him. So thank you for calling. God bless you, and I share this word in the name of Jesus. God bless you, Apostle.
God bless you. Thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Dr.
Amen. Amen, Dr. Henderson. We want to make sure to miss anybody. Hit star 1 on your phone. If you'd like to come on, we'll give you a few seconds. If not, we'll give it back to Dr. Henderson in a minute, but let's take a pause for the cause here. We love the Lord tonight. Let's give another round of applause in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, the devil did everything he can to try to stop me from coming on his line tonight. Somebody on his line, you've been dealing with extreme headaches. You've been dealing with extreme headaches from the left side, and it's going all the way to your right side, and it's going all the way to, like, the middle of your head. God told me to tell you, don't worry, it's not a blood clot. It's not a blood clot, and it's not an aneurysm. This has been going on for a few days now. And you've been sick, and it's not COVID. From the left side of your head going to the right side to the middle of your to the back of your head, almost like in the middle part. And God said that it's just an attack. But if you will rise up and rebuke the devourer, if you will rise up and command, declare, and decree by the power of the Holy Ghost, that you are healing for your brain, that the neurons that are in your brain will get back in order, that any cell in your brain, if there's any type of blockage, which the enemy is trying to make you think it is, but it isn't one, but you could just speak it and cast it down right now in the name of Jesus and command by the power of the Holy Ghost, according to Isaiah 3:5 and 1 Peter 2:24, that says, by his stripes you are healed. But it's not a disease. It's an attack. The enemy has been, matter of fact, let me just tell you what's going on. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Somebody has been praying hard against you. Somebody has been, they've been praying against you. And whenever somebody prays against a person, it causes that person that they're praying against to have headaches. Because they're trying to, it's like a mind alteration thing. It's witchcraft. Somebody is doing witchcraft around you. So what you need to do, you need to renounce, rebuke, and allow God to show you who it is, and you need to cast it down in the name of Jesus. So if somebody that's speaking negative, and that's why your head is hurt, it's an attack. It's a spiritual attack. It's a demonic attack. So that demons are in the spirit too, so that's spiritual too. So somebody, you've been having headaches really bad. But I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I command in the name of Jesus for your head to stop hurting right now, for it to be healed in its totality, right now in the name of Jesus. I command by the power of God for healing right now to take place. And as I'm speaking, you are going to be able to feel something burning. And it's not aneurysm, so don't get scared. I need you to walk in faith with me for a minute, because I need your head to stop hurting. It's been hurting for a while, but I need you to listen to me. I need you to listen to me clearly. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command by the power of the Holy Ghost, I pour oil on your inside of your brain right now in the name of Jesus, and I blow in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command the burning sensation to disappear, and you're going to begin to feel like a cooling sensation in your brain, and that's the Holy Spirit hovering over it. He's taking the oil and he's spreading the oil inside your brain cells, washing every witch, every voodoo, every warlock, every negative word that was spoken over your life. He's washing, the Holy Spirit is washing your mind with the oil. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you by the power of the Holy Ghost, Father, that Lord God, that that the mind has been healed totally in the name of Jesus, according to thy word, Isaiah 3:5, 1 Peter 2:24, that says, by his stripes, by his stripes, you're healed. Now walk in it. Walk in your healing. Walk in it. But it's a spiritual attack. It's not an aneurysm. Don't worry about it. You're not going to have a stroke. You've been worried. Don't worry about it. It's not high blood pressure. Your blood pressure is not high. It's an attack. Somebody's jealous over your ministry. Somebody is jealous over your growth. Somebody is jealous that God is using you and you're going higher. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise up against you in judgment, thou shalt condemn in the name of Jesus. And I want to send blessings. I wasn't finished with Apostle Miller, but I want to, Holy Spirit said I wasn't finished with him. So, Father, I thank you for Apostle Miller. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, Father God, that, Lord God, that you will open up the windows of heaven and pour him out a blessing, Father. In the name of Jesus, the enemy is coming up against his finances. The enemy is trying to stop ministry. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command by the blood of the Lamb that doors will open like never before. They're not just any door, God, but the right door. You know, at this juncture in his ministry, he don't need just any door to open, but he needs the right door to open, the right door to open for him and his family, God. Do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Do it, Father God, for your glory, God, in Jesus' name. Cover him with your blood from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, God. Wrap your arms around him, Father God. Let him not look at the mistakes, Father God, but let him look forward, God. Let him look forward, God. Let him look forward. Let him look forward. Forgetting those things which are behind, but looking forward, marching forward towards the prize that you have for him. And God, you got a great blessing for Apostle Miller, Lord God. You have a great blessing for him. By all because, Father God, he don't even know, but he really came back to say thank you on tonight, Father God. And because he came back to say thank you, Father, not only, Father God, are you going to bless him, God. Are you going to make him, Father God, are you going to heal him, God, but you're going to make him whole in every area of his life, Father. Do it, God, in the name of Jesus, God, the area of finances, the area of ministry, the area of relationships, God. Do it, God, for your glory, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God said, I have not forgotten you, Apostle Miller. He said, I have not forgotten you. He said, I've written your hand, your name in the palm of my hands. I've written your name in the palm of my hands. I will never leave you nor will I forsake you. I have not forgotten about you. And be ready for a visitation, Apostle Miller. Be ready for a visitation. I hear the Lord saying, he's about to visit you. He's about to give you direction. And he's about to give you instruction. And when he gives you the direction and when he gives you the instruction, immediately obey. Even if you have to write it down. Even if you have to say, Lord, speak slowly. Write it down and get up and follow the instruction. Father, I thank you for the word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I seal it by the power of God in Jesus' name. And I say that it is so. And so shall it be established on the earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name. God bless you, Apostle Miller. Thanks for coming in. So I want to thank each and every one of you guys for coming on tonight. God got a blessing with your name on it. The word that went out tonight was praise. Whatever you find yourself in, just praise your way through it. Praise your way out. But don't wait until you're in a battle to praise God, you know. If you're driving in the car, if you're in the home, if you're washing the dishes, if you're putting the kids to sleep, I want you to just give God some praise. Praise him. Shabbat. Praise him. Hallelujah. Before a battle. I believe when we begin to learn how to praise God before battles, I believe that we won't even have to, some of the battles that come our way would be too scared to even come our way because they say, no, that's a praiser right there. That's a praiser right there. I ain't going that way. I ain't going in that direction. But God, I thank you for your word and every word that was spoken. I know that it will grow and that it will prosper and do what it was sent out to do. And I seal it, and I whip out my prophetic golden key, and I whip it out in the name of Jesus, and I open up every closed door, and I command those doors to be open by the power of God. Every person that came on this line on tonight, I want you to know that this is your season for promotion. Every person that came on this line, every person that came on this line and asked for prayer, who spoke, who just came on and say hello, I mean everybody. The number 10 stands for promotion. It's not by coincidence that you came on tonight. The number 10 stands for promotion, and number 5 is grace. God is going to favor you like never before. God has put every person that came on this line on tonight, you was mocked to come on this line. It's not by coincidence that you came on this line. God said that he has favored you. And God said, not only has he favored you, my God, but God is going to open up some doors for some of you all that you ain't have to put no effort in. You ain't did enough. Some of you, you ain't even looked at that door. You don't even know how this door is going to be. You're going to be, when that door opens, you're going to be like, who is these people? You ain't even seen these people before. But God said he's going to use them to bless your life. So get ready. Get ready. Get ready. You've been listening Straight to the Point. Join us again next Monday night on 347-843-4559. I will also be on Facebook Live tomorrow, Talking to the Woman Only. And then I have a beautiful conference coming up May 22nd. But I got a special guest that's going to be on the Right Now Word on the 20th of May. Very special guest. You guys might have seen him on TV. Very special guest. I'll be interviewing him on the 15th, but he'll be on the show on the 20th. So, but we'll see you guys next week. We want to go, but before we leave, let me leave you with this. Always love and love hard. Always forgive and forgive fast. And always, always, always believe the word of the Lord. God bless you and you have a good night.
If we worship you,
clap your hands.
Come on, clap your hands.
Clap your hands.
Oh,
this is what we pray.
God, God, God.
we can't praise him enough, ladies and gentlemen. This has been another episode of Straight to the Point with Prophetess Dr. Dolores T. Henderson. And I know y'all got blessed tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Take care. Bye-bye. Love you.